It's a lot of hustle every single day. I'll be making moves till I'm buried in my grave. To the system, I don't wanna be a slave. I've been doing shit my way, or the highway. And in the driveway is a nice range. Cause I grind through the climb, I invite pain. You'll never hear me, bitch, nah, I don't complain. Just gotta flip the switch and you can go and obtain anything you want, anything you need. Your mind's got the key ingredient, it's belief. Better see with the negativity, but I just slide right by that energy. Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go, 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 go. But even that could change. You could flip the gray matter like some batter in your brain. That's why the
good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody in between, and welcome to another episode of Fight Night. I am your host, Josie, and I am joined by a cast of the finest minds in wrestling, and we about to talk a lot of shit, because we are in the throes of the road to WrestleMania, and it is the busiest time to be a wrestling fan. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring in my best friend, my VP, the man, the myth, the legend, if you will, baby, Mr. William H.D. Morgan.
If you will, baby, if you will. How everybody doing tonight? Doing this thing, thinking like a monkey. Got a lot to talk about. Road Lucha Libre World Cup. We got many on the line. Maybe we got Impact, AEW, maybe we got storylines on Rampage. Wow. I didn't believe that, bro.
Did I see the Elite possibly reunite? I mean, there's... So Adam Cole coming back to the ring. Like, we got blow my mind. Andy Kaufman's going into the Hall of Fame.
And before we move forward, you know what your boy always got to do.
Round one.
There we go. It's fight night, baby. Let's get this thing rolling.
All right. Next, I'm gonna bring in. He is the mustache aficionado because he's got a better snatch now than anybody on this show. He is the man on hardwood with Dan the Dick Warner. He is Haystacks Calhoun, everybody.
I'm back, baby.
What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
Like 3 weeks.
Hey, I know. It's been crazy, but I'm back.
And he's back for a week, and he's going to be gone again next week.
I don't get to see that sexy face. I'm sorry, everybody. But, you know, got to do what you got to do. Going to go hang out with
you, my man.
Ooh, yeah, he had to go hang out with Seven in Arizona.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
This next man has some questionable. This man is just a troll.
He ain't even in the picture. He ain't even in the picture.
Yeah. You got to be ready when I go to him here.
President of the Ricky Starks fan club.
But he a troll.
I hear telling lies and misnomers. Ricky Starks better than Will Ospreay. Get the hell out of here.
I'm a Ricky Starks fan.
This out. But
that's some crap.
That's some crap, man.
Will Ospreay. I'm sorry. No. He is Killicious, baby.
What a motherfucker gonna make an appearance?
I pressed the mute button by accident.
That was the best of us, Kill. Happens to the best, though.
I swear, I'm going to get you a tabletop tripod so I don't have to look up your nose every
like the thing you put in the back of your phone? Like, it's kind of broken, so this is kind of like what it does. I'm going to try to...
Jordan Discreet.
No, that's better.
Is this better?
No, it was. And then you...
He said...
If you're wondering, What?
Jordan disgrace?
Oh yeah, Jordan, because she's too damn buff. Hey. All right. Jordan disgrace.
We got a lot to talk about.
A lot, yeah.
We got a lot to talk about. I'm going to focus in on AEW first, and then we're going to move over to WWE, because with WWE, I want to talk Mania. If we didn't talk Mania, we got to talk SmackDown for last week. We got to talk Raw from last week. Like,
Lucha Cup.
We're Raw from this week. And then, yeah, I know if I don't get to the Lucha World Cup, we'll
go. We got to do Lucha Cup.
Oh, we're going to talk about that in between. I promise. It's going to happen. All right.
Girl, Camille, oh my gosh.
We kind of talked a little AEW last week since we had a later show. We talked about the show after, the day after, but Stax was not here, so I wanted to kind of bring up some of the highlights from Dynamite. All right, the biggest thing to me, Taya Valkyrie debuts. She is All Elite, baby.
First of all, she can go.
She can go.
She can go. Easily, I looked up highlights afterwards because I had to think about it.
Easily top 10 women's wrestler right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she can go.
Possibly,
man.
Top five.
A small sample size on my part, but absolutely.
Top five. If you don't count WWE in that, she's definitely top five.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she is beautiful too.
You're not Jade.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
She can
John Morrison is a lucky, lucky man.
And she can knock Jade off.
She'd be the cougar there.
Not Jade.
That's what she calls herself.
Is they're already setting up for that match. It's gonna happen. To me,
54-1
only choice.
But you know what, though? That would not be a slot to Jade, not one bit.
No. Like we were talking last night, Will, Jade has beat everyone on the AEW roster who's available.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
The only people she hasn't beaten are who is in the Outcast storyline.
Outcast, I'm sorry.
That's the only people, I think you're actually, Outcast. They're trying to be the Outsiders. Okay.
Yeah. They're trying to be the Outsiders.
Yeah, they're trying.
And the thing is, she hasn't gotten the promo yet. The other thing is Ty is great on the mic.
Just wait. Man, it's going to be a treat to see her full-time on that roster. That's going to be a treat.
The AEW women's division is probably the best thing in AEW right now, and it just got better.
Yep.
Honestly.
Yep.
Like,
best thing in
what
wrestling,
makes
period.
This really interesting is they have the same finisher. I know Stax saw this, and I've talked to a couple other people that thought she was just imitating.
She's doing it way before Jade.
Finisher is a huge slight.
Even the announcers had said something similar to that.
They had
during the show. So that's
back
what I
on
thought.
Dynamite this past week when she did it to Layla Gray. Called it jaded, and I think that was on purpose. Excalibur on Rampage this week actually said most people on AEW know that as jaded, but that's the road to Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
She's been doing it a long time, and she has. Mm-hmm. She's been doing it as long as I've been following her, which is several years. Weta Loca, she's been champion in Impact, in Lucha, or in AAA, in Stardom?
Well, yeah, she was in Stardom, I believe, too.
Champion in Stardom, though.
I think she was...
She had the champion in Stardom, right? She had it right before she went to WWE.
Right before she left WWE. It wasn't long, but she had it for a minute.
And I fully believe she's about to be our next TBS champion.
You about to be Jade.
I don't know how long they're able to drag this out. I think it would be good to see if you could drag it out to a Battle of the Belts, which I think is in May.
Yeah, May, right? Yeah.
Okay.
54-1.
Well, if they drag it out till May, it won't be 54-1.
It'll be close to 60.
Honestly, I'm okay with that. I'm okay if she keeps winning right now and keeps padding that.
Yep.
As long as it is leading to Taya taking that title.
Because it'll look even more impressive when she does it. Yep. Facts.
The other thing from Dynamite this past week. Did the Elite reunite? I popped. Dax, did you pop? I popped.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, let's go. Absolutely. It was a pop.
It was crazy how they did it too. Like, they're mm-hmm. in that trios match, which, by the way, trios. If you're trying to elevate the trios titles, that match was a great way to do it.
It did. Yeah, absolutely. Josie took the words out of my mouth.
That was the first match since the Best of Seven series that I've been interested in as far as the trios titles. It was a great match. Now, yeah. Kill, all I can see is your eyes. It's like this.
Oh, boom. Is this better?
Yes. I gotta see my pretty face, Kill.
No, man. It's just my it's the thing at the back of my phone. I gotta buy a new one tomorrow. All
right. But the way they did it, on top of this, Stu Grayson looks like he's back full time with Elite, which I'm excited for. I like Stu. I think he was one of the better ones in Dark Order and definitely have left. But BCC, corners, Hangman in the ring, and then the Elite jump up behind him, and he doesn't really know. And then when he turns, end. Like, I'm just like, no! I need to know what's happening!
Why are BCC heels?
They're turning heel now, and it's because they really don't have a lot of heel factions. They need more heels.
They do.
They don't have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess to be the bad guy.
The closest you got right now is Outkast. I mean, and that's
House of Black, which is a heel faction.
Yeah.
JAS, but JAS is a joke.
JAS is getting to be facts. Yep.
You've got QTV, I guess is QT's new.
Yeah, QT's new.
I hadn't seen TMZ. Any of that until he came out with Hobbs. Like, I don't know what it was, but they had a lady on Rampage this past week filming Hobbs's match for QTV. So,
okay,
look like a she looked like a porn star in that.
Like a porn star, that's us, man.
I need to find her.
I'm excited to see what's going on with the Elite. Like,
absolutely,
I've been waiting for this for a couple of weeks now. It was excited to see some movement.
It was the best trios match since the 7-on-7 or the best seven,
Of seven series, the for best sure.
Of seven series, yeah, absolutely. Best thing we've seen since that time.
I'm ready for Kenny's match tomorrow, in my opinion. That
we gotta say, we do need to talk about that real quick. That. I remember when they announced it first time back in 2021, and then because of he couldn't get over here or something, I think because of COVID.
COVID, right? Yep.
El Hideo Vikingo can fucking go.
Hell yeah.
He's so good. He's what Takeshita will be in a couple of years.
If Takeshita? Yeah.
Growing the way he is. Because he's only Vikingo is only 25.
I thought it was like 26. He's younger than I thought.
Okay. 25 is what they said on Rampage tonight.
Damn. Okay.
Josie said he just graduated eighth grade yesterday. No,
I'm sorry. I graduated my own age.
Vikingo girls. Okay. Oh, he is 25.
So I thought he was older than that. I thought it was like 26, 27. I was close.
Yeah, I was told Twitter was freaking out because they're just saying, oh my God, this match is going to be amazing. I'm like, who the fuck is Vikingo? And then someone just said, wait till Wednesday and you'll know who he is.
He is already been a champion in AAA. He's
in AAA, yeah.
He's okay. Really freaking good. Really freaking good.
What if they sign him to AEW? Uh-oh.
He's still signed with AAA. He's just coming over for this match.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be a hell of a match. It's going to be a fantastic match, and it probably will be the main event.
Main event.
All right. What else do I got for Paul White on the table for Rampage? I loved it. I thought it was. I'm sorry. Anything's better than JR.
That's true. That's true.
Can't take it.
Okay. I agree with you, brother.
Okay. That's true. I agree with you with that, Georgia. Right. That's true.
All right. Okay.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
All right. Okay.
Well, I say amen, so, baby.
Okay. Anything I thought you about to sing the I thought you about to sing Big Slow's theme. Thank God.
Hell no. Well.
And Big I also Slow. Read an article that says Paul White is officially healed from his knee surgeries and his hip surgeries, so we probably see an in-ring return here shortly.
Oh, please no. Keep him on the table.
Yeah, I want this. He's going to do Captain Insano.
Oh.
I can't hear
you. Hey, it's not going to be a serious run.
Well, I know that.
I bet you that man could still go.
I can't hate on Paul White too much because he's from like right next door to me. He's from Aiken, South Carolina. So I can't really hate on him too much. He's like 30 minutes away from where I live. So shout out to you, Paul White.
Shout out to you, Big Slow. He's Big Slow.
Big Slow.
Where?
Well, hell, why not? They, Jeff Jarrett's out here, so.
Hell yeah.
Why not? Paul White. Oh,
God.
We give these guys so much crap when Terry Funk and Ric Flair wrestled into their 70s?
Yeah, I thought about that when I was watching that match from last week. I thought about that. I'm like, you know, there was so much stigma around Ric Flair and how long he went, but Jeff Jarrett's doing the same thing.
Yeah, Rick and Morton 99 is still wrestling.
He's still going.
Wow. He's 99.
He's not really 99.
He ain't really 99.
No, but
he's in his 70s.
He's in his 70s.
He's in his 70s. Mm-hmm. Actually, I will give Jeff credit. That was a good match.
This past week was pretty damn good.
Yeah, that was really good. Props to them.
I think another thing we gotta give Jeff props for is staying in ring shape. That's another thing we gotta
give Jeff props for.
Well, that is too. We also gotta talk about AEW's first house show sold out.
Good.
Like, and that's all Jeff Jarrett. So you gotta give the man props for that too.
That is. That is. Give the man his flowers.
Give him flowers, dog.
I know in the past we've talked a lot of shit, but
I would love to see Captain Insano in AEW. Even if it's just for a little bit. Like I love Waterboy, and that would be so great to see that character come to life.
Yeah, for the memes, yeah. There'll be a fuck ton of memes, by the way, when he comes back as that. A fuck ton.
Daddy Magic is now a commentator on Elevated. I found out on Rampage this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what gets Daddy Magic's nipples hard?
I would actually watch. I would watch Elevation just to hear that man commentate because I love hearing him talk.
Daddy Magic, yo, that's my son. That's my second son right there.
That was
it. Daddy Magic. Daddy Magic, listen, can we take out JR and just put Daddy Magic on commentary, please?
Oh,
hell yeah.
Well, they did that with Jericho, and Jericho is also getting stale to me. I don't like
him. Yeah, I'm not. I'm off that camp, man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no thanks.
The last couple of things I got for AEW. AEW Access premieres the 29th. I am a little excited for the fact, I think this is going to give us more of the story behind Adam Cole and what's all been going on. Well, I think really, that's why they've been kind of making him the face. I think he's one of the main people they focus on and why he's been out for 9 months. And I think that's also why they are timing his in-ring return that same day. Adam Cole, baby, is back after 9 months.
Yes, bro.
Can't wait.
I'm
excited for that.
It gets something hard, but I love Adam Cole, so I'm not skipping that. I'm not skipping that shit. I'm ready.
I'm excited for that. I am interested. They haven't given any clue as to who his opponent is.
He's so good on the mic, though.
Could it be Jay White?
Ooh, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, that I wouldn't hate that at all. Would not hate that at all.
The switchboard.
He's talking like he knows who it is, but they haven't said. Maybe they release it on Dynamite this week.
They got to do something. Keep that intrigue alive.
All right, Will. Lucha World Cup.
Lucha. Yes. Here we go. All right, you guys. We got this. All right. First of all, I got to commend the powers to be for Team USA. This is just freaking ridiculous. My girl, Camille. Y'all know I love me some Camille. Deanna Perazzo. I can't pronounce her damn name. Perazzo. Perazzo.
Perazzo.
Yep. And Jordan Grace.
Ooh,
what team going to beat that? And they went through everything today, and it was four teams. We had Team Mexico, Team United States, Team Japan, and Team Rest of the World.
And there was a male and female team.
Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But it don't matter. It don't matter. Because Team United States beat Team Mexico. And they are your new 2023 World Cup winners.
Hell yeah.
I got to give praise on that team, man. Jordan Grace, okay. Diana, I got you. But then you add my girl Camille. That's it.
I don't know, man. That team Rest of the World on the women's side was pretty stacked, too.
Yeah, but.
Taya Valkyrie, Natalia Markov, and Dales.
Yeah.
I don't know any of the Team Mexico.
Yeah, I didn't recognize any.
You know, you don't know Sexy too. Star too?
I know the one who got kicked out of wrestling because of her.
Yeah, she did. But two's pretty good too.
You got Pentagon Jr. on the male Mexico team. Mm-hmm. Joe Hendry on the European team.
But man, Team United States just too much. That's just too much freaking power, man.
Too much power.
That's too much. But physically, that's just too much. I mean, they got skill to go with that power too.
This article you sent me, Will, fucked up. They put the Team Mexico team as the Team Mexico team and the Team USA team.
Oh, that's an article. I sent you that article. My bad.
That's how you hate on Ricky.
Or no, I still hate on Ricky. This isn't from you. I'm sorry.
And I still hate on Ricky. But anyway, great event for the women. Love to see it. And again, you brought
great event in general. You need to get bigger.
Yeah. And it's like, let me ask you a question. Can we see NWA get more involved in stuff like this? Because they really need to be.
Please.
They really need to be.
Like, I'm hoping that they didn't announce the Forbidden Door. That they're going to announce someone else is joining.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
That was another thing I wanted to hit on too. I mean, I'm really excited for that. And like you said, Josie, I'm hoping somebody else joins in this year.
Like, I'm excited. Don't get me wrong. Could give us some good matches again.
Oh, absolutely.
Mercedes Moné, please.
Yes.
100%.
Versus my wife, second or third wife, Jamie Hayter.
Yes. Please. Hell yes. Please. I would love to see Mercedes versus Britt, though, too.
Oh, that would be a good match. Fuck. I want to see champion versus champion. That's why.
But yeah, after the World Baseball Classic, like, every sport has some kind of World Cup. Why doesn't wrestling have one? And not just a tag team. I would love to see a singles World
singles,
Cup. Like,
singles
bring back the Crockett Cup, but make it international.
Ooh, bring back the Crockett Cup. You know how many good teams come out that Crockett Cup?
I always forget that the Crockett Cup is singles. What's the one that they or is tags? What's the one that they did in the NWA that was singles? Don't forget, the
Crockett Cup was your tag team.
Yeah, and what was the one they did for singles?
And then you had your War Games.
The Opry was the Opry.
And you had War Games as your fact. They used it. It's a team based. But you said a lot of factions in War Games.
Didn't they have a tournament back in the day, like the Crockett Cup, that was for singles?
That was back in NWA days, not WCW.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's back in the day.
He's trying to figure out what the name
trying to ask
was.
You what was.
It was a little before me. it was a little bit before me, and that goes back a ways because it goes way back before me. But you had people like, but just by going by like that,
MLW brought it back a few years ago, and I can't think of the name when they had the hearts. When they had Teddy Hart on MLW, and I can't think of the name.
I'm trying to think.
Because I think Hammerstone ended up winning it.
I'll do some research.
I wanted to say it was something like the Opry Cup or something like that.
Yeah, that's before me. I gotta look that up. But definitely Crocker Cup was your tag teams.
We need an international wrestling competition. Like
absolutely.
Okada was saying a couple of weeks ago, like it would do so much for the sport.
Yeah, it really would. Need to bring that back. Need to bring it.
All right, real quick.
Hell yeah.
I've got a question and I have a game, but I need to set up the game. So the first is going to be a question, and this is provided by Will today. So I'm going to let Will. Say the question.
Okay. I got asked this by somebody.
Oh,
and I couldn't come up with a really good answer. What wrestling legend needs a t-shirt?
That doesn't already have one?
That doesn't already have one. What wrestling legend needs a t-shirt?
That's the hard part because with pro wrestling tees,
majority of them have it.
The only person I could think of, that was a champion, well, sort of kind of a trailblazer a little bit, Tony Atlas. That was the only person I could, and maybe Rocky Johnson, but Tony was the only person I could, because go back, if you look at Tony's career, one of the first black tag team champions, not the first black tag team champion.
Uh-huh.
And people also forget, he pinned Hogan clean. It was before he was Hogan, but he pinned Hogan clean back in the day. It had a nice little feud with Ken Patera, the so-called Olympic champion before Kurt Angle. So that's the only name I could really come up with.
What about
And Pro Wrestling Tees got every t-shirt.
And I was going to say,
that's the thing. Is Pro Wrestling Tees almost his win to every... Every person made them a t-shirt.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. It was hard. I don't know if I can answer this.
You really got to go back into the past golden age. And I bet you still find a t-shirt for certain ones out there. I keep thinking of Peter Maivia.
Somebody like that. Yeah. Somebody like that.
Okay, Peter Maivia.
Yeah.
Here's a good one for you, Will. Gorilla Monsoon.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gorilla Monsoon.
I don't know if Bobby the Brain has any merch out there?
Yeah.
See, and you can't say Big John Studd because he's WWE, so you know he's going to have a t-shirt.
WWE, he's going to have one.
Bruno Sammartino?
Bruno Sammartino could work, yeah. He might have a shirt of him, but...
I've never seen one
for him. Pro Wrestling Tees has at least one Sammartino shirt.
I was going to say, wouldn't you at least have one of those?
I mean, it's tough, man.
Just for being one of the longest reigning champions in wrestling ever.
I mean, it's tough, man. You can't even say Superstar Billy Graham. You know he got one.
He's, yeah.
That's tough.
Jesse Ventura?
Oh, you'll have one. You'll have one.
The governor.
Between wrestling and being a governor, you know he's going to have one.
Y'all, the governor, y'all.
and then I started thinking of, and it has to be a legend because, like I said, when you look at Tony, you look at Rocky, Peter Maivia, Gorilla Monsoon, then your thought process goes to jobbers. Brooklyn Brawler, people like that, man. I mean,
here, I'll give you one that I would say is a jobber, or I'll give you two that I would say are jobbers. But I think deserve them personally. Angel Kingpin Medina.
Yes.
friend of the show.
Yes.
And who's the other guy we had on? The trash man? The garbage man?
Oh, that's a dude that, what you call it, brought on. Wasn't it Duke the Dumpster Drowsy?
Yes.
Duke the Dumpster
Drowsy.
Yeah.
And that's, those are sheer from, we've interviewed them. They're cool fucking people.
Yeah.
But...
And then managers, and then if you go down managers,
you get into guys, you get into.
You don't see those very often.
I mean, and then
with the managers,
you do some obscure tag teams, the Baldies.
Yeah, yeah,
Baldies.
Yeah. The Body Donnas.
The Body Donnas. You could get the Rock and Raver a T-shirt.
Ooh, yeah.
No.
Yeah, you could. You could. No,
that would be given like Crispin Washer.
I don't even want that.
Hey, what about Chris Candido and Sonny?
Here's one. I don't know if he has one. Chris the Wildcat Harris.
Ooh, he might not have one. Ooh. He might not have one. Ooh. But see, the whole topic makes you just think. Mm-hmm. It just makes you
think. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That is a very good question.
Everybody's got merch now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody and their brother has discovered merch.
Yep.
Everybody has merch.
Yep. Even people in the indies have merch. Because when I started interviewing Athena when she was down at ACW, even at ACW, she had merch.
Yep.
They got some. Sometimes wrestlers will have some of the weirdest merch too.
Yep. 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 Shout out to my girl Athena.
All right. So today's game is Guess That Wrestler.
Guess That Wrestler.
Guess That Wrestler. As y'all know, I don't give any hints to start off. You just start asking questions and you narrow it down. I've got the person pulled up so y'all can start anytime.
Whew.
Start large and get small. Someone ask a damn question, damn it.
Josie, a silhouette would really.
Yeah, I don't have a silhouette.
I know. I'm messing with you.
Because we just so we just thinking that people's things are dropping our head.
No, you can ask a question. I'll answer the question. So
Gotcha.
For sure.
It's basically 20 questions, but I'm not going to limit it to 20 questions.
Okay. All right. I asked first. Male or female?
Start off, Will.
Male.
Okay.
WWE / WWF.
At a time, yes.
At a time.
Not the only company he worked for, but yes.
Okay. Cool.
Power wrestler or technical wrestler?
Power wrestler.
Power wrestler. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
World champion?
Yes.
Oh, by the way.
Bobby Lashley.
Ooh.
No.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh, good one.
Damn.
What's the game?
It's 20 questions wrestler edition.
20, yeah, 20.
Kill the face.
I believe he played both, but I want to say he was predominantly a face.
Hmm.
Is he black?
Oh, good call. Well, no. I don't know. It wasn't Bobby Lashley, so.
No.
Is it he played a face?
Yeah.
Do I know? Okay.
Bill Goldberg.
No,
that was gonna be my guess.
No,
yeah, no.
Damn, Goldberg was never heel.
No, that's true. He wasn't.
Is it Hulk Hogan?
No.
Thank God.
Good.
Brock?
No.
Was it the Undertaker?
No. Y'all be better off to ask some more questions and narrow this down more. I mean, we could sit here all day.
Do y'all just feel like the teacher that scolded your ass that they did back in school? Damn.
I'll be better off getting more questions.
Here all night, y'all just gonna guess
people. Bitch, you're in detention with me.
You in detention. You get the dust at, motherfucker.
I'm calling your mom. Your ass ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere until you get this right.
Is this person Caucasian?
Yeah, kind of. I believe.
Ooh. You believe he Caucasian?
You believe?
Hey, he believes somebody Caucasian.
that boy mixed or something.
That boy mixed. So he's
mixed. Okay. The tan throws you off with him, but that's hard. That was hard back then because they were all so fucking bronze.
Is it Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
No. Damn. I know he's not. He's not Caucasian. I know that.
Damn it.
Okay, is it a wrestler we all know?
Yes.
Did he sleep with Stephanie McMahon?
I believe it's rumored.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
Yo, fuck you, bro. I was just about to say, goddamn.
Shit, I should have got it with the... Oh, my God.
Bonesaw is ready.
Bonesaw is ready.
To me, bringing back Captain Insano is if like Macho Man was still alive and we got to see Bonesaw in an AEW ring. I would love that. I would love that.
Step
into a Slim Jim, brother. Oh, yeah.
So, Macho Man, and y'all got that without even like asking how many titles he held.
That was gonna be my next question
after that.
Oh my bro. If I'm gonna ask that, my next question would have been, is he associated with Slim Jim? And that would have got it right there.
Slim Jim.
Oh yeah.
All right. You see this Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan? Oh yeah.
To the crazy world of WWE right now. Because we are 10 days away, ladies and gentlemen.
10 days away from a Vince McMahon pay-per-view.
Hey, Will, can you run this for just 1 second? I need to go see if my food's here.
Okay, do your thing, man. Do your thing, man. All right, as we moving on into the world of WrestleMania, there's some matches out there, man, that I'm excited for, and there's a lot I ain't excited for. First of all, let's just go ahead and get this one off the rip. I don't give a damn about Brock Lesnar versus Umos. Almost, what the hell you want to call him? We don't give a damn about that. We don't give a damn about that match. You just take that match and throw it out the window.
What are you talking about?
Fall asleep.
Brock and Almos or Umos, whatever you want to call him. We don't care about that match. But the match that I want to see, and Josie, this better happen. I'm gonna be pissed.
Tell us, Will.
I'm gonna be Tell pissed. Us, Will. If what? Rhea don't go over, Charlotte.
Dude, facts. I'm mad. I mean, I know it's gonna happen, but I tell you, if something happens where she does not go over, goddamn, I'm gonna break something while I'm on vacation.
I'm pissed, man. I got insurance. Look, I'm gonna throw everything in my house I ain't gotta pay for. I'm just saying, it ain't right. Yeah. It ain't right. So paper plates. I got some paper plates back there I can throw. I got some plastic forks and spoons. I can throw them all, boy. I'm telling you.
Plastic.
I'm gonna go
cardboard box in the dumpster.
Exactly.
We're gonna come back to that match. That's more of a main event match.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're gonna come back. We're gonna go through some of the lower matches. So the special four team match was announced last night. Braun Strowman, Ricochet, Street Profits, Alpha Academy, and the Viking Raiders.
That doesn't get me excited.
It looks like Alpha Academy is about to break up.
Honestly. Whoa, yeah.
No.
Which is what I'm also sad. I'm also sad, Kelly, because I like Alpha Academy.
If they're going to give Gable a good solos push, I'm okay with that.
That's an if. That's a big if.
I agree.
Especially with us not knowing who's in charge of creative.
There's also going to be another one of those Fatal 4-Way Tag Team matches in the women's division. The only team to be announced so far is Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez.
could care less about Raquel Rodriguez.
I don't see why those two are teaming together.
I don't get it either.
It's Raquel.
That's the female Lex Luger.
Intercontinental Championship match has finally been determined. It is going to be Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew.
Oh, my God. I'm
excited for that match.
I think that would be fun. Gets
Daddy Magic snipples hard. Yes. That match right there.
Yes, that match gets Daddy Magic. I will say those two tag team matches, one will open Saturday and one will open Sunday.
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, fair. Yep.
This Intercontinental Championship match could be a show stealer.
They ain't got to go retain.
I don't think so. I think he's had the title for almost a year at this point. I think Sheamus is finally going to go over. This is his third match with
Gunther. Yeah, I do too.
I think
it'll be a hell of a match. I think it'll be fun to watch.
I think it's going to be a retain,
unfortunately. Yeah,
but I think Sheamus finally goes over and finally becomes champion.
Gunther has been doing a bang up job.
Yes, he's but it's time doing, for him to move on to the main title.
He's been doing a bang up job. Do you think they look at him
against who though? But is that saying are we splitting the titles? Is that if we split?
He would be a great This all goes off Cody winning after what they had at Rumble. Mm-hmm. He would be a great first competitor for Cody.
I agree. I'm just saying, but that it depends means you on know, but, what man, happens.
Like Hill says, you should
be I am putting the good faith out there, and I am talking that they are at Cody is winning and they are splitting the titles after Mania. Until it doesn't happen, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if I want Cody to win, to be honest.
We'll talk about that
anymore. Yeah. I don't know.
His promo last night was really fucking good.
It was.
I'm loving Gunther, though.
I'm not saying that Gunther is done, but you have said before that he is past the Intercontinental title.
He's Jade Cargill.
But let him win at Mania and then drop it.
No.
You don't think he deserves a Mania victory?
I think McIntyre is in there to take the pin.
Okay. That's interesting. But you don't think they're gonna give Gunther a Mania win?
I don't think this is going to be his Mania win. Mm. I think McIntyre takes the pin, which is going to start a feud between Sheamus and McIntyre.
See, look at Josie just want to break up best friends. That's just wrong.
Oh, man. This next match, I think, main events one of the nights. It should. Edge versus Finn. We pretty much know we're getting Demon Balor. And was it you
Saturday,
or
obviously.
Dax, was it you or Kill that said that they wanted Brood Edge?
That was must have been Kill, wouldn't it?
Brood Edge versus Demon Balor. That was
in I think you're going to get it.
That'd be perfect.
That'd be sick.
I think that'd you're be awesome.
I'd be about it.
That promo about it. He gave last night.
Yes, with the candles.
And oh, my God. So
yeah, with
good.
The candles. That line led right into it.
That line that said, he said, yep. Bring your demons. The devil yep. wants to meet them.
Absolutely. Bring your demons. Bet. Yeah.
I already know this match.
I think this is going to be a fantastic Hell in a Cell match. I think this is probably going to be one of
bring Gangrel, or whatever his name is, Gangrel. Bring him back, baby.
I mean, you could.
Do it. Bring him back.
Running on the indies.
Yes. Bring him back.
I kind of want blood
just to stand
match.
Out there.
I think I want blood in this match. I wouldn't mind if there was.
Oh,
blood.
Hell in a Cell's got to have blood.
Oh yeah,
got to have blood in the Hell in a Cell.
We and it won't blood. Be like AEW. They won't do it 2 seconds into the match either.
So. No.
This match is gonna be so good, man. I'm ready.
I'm excited for that one.
It's gonna be one of the top matches of the night.
Daddy Magic. That's all.
This is talking about the damn Daddy Magic. What the hell, man?
No, Daddy Magic is like the most hype. That's like, I'm ready. My body is ready. I'm Daddy Magic right now. Something is ready, bro. I mean, you already know my number one most anticipated match.
We know what your match is. What?
Don't jump ahead of me.
I'm sorry. Well, we know what
his next name is. I was going to troll Will. I was going to say Ricky Starks, but all right.
I was going to troll Will. But yeah, it's going to be a fantastic match, and I'm excited for it. Becky Lynch, Lita, Trish Stratus versus Damage Control. I mean, this is going to be a great.
My son brought up something interesting, and he couldn't be here to say it himself, but he brought up something interesting. He think Trish is going to turn.
I've been thinking that too.
Yeah, on Lita. And Becky.
Really?
I kind of thought it was going to happen the night she popped up.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling it could happen.
It could.
Now, the thing that doesn't necessarily make sense is I don't see Trish and Lita staying around for a storyline after me.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, that's the thing that's got me on the fence about that.
If you want to take the titles off of them and put them back on Damage Control,
you got to have somebody in them.
You got to have somebody to do right.
Yep.
I don't think it's going back on Damage Control. Honestly, Becky and Lita need to lose to Sasha. Or not Sasha.
I wish.
Shayna and Ronda.
Which one? Hold on, Josie. Which Ronda are we getting?
The Ronda that I have been seeing with Shayna as of late looks more like the old Ronda.
I want to clarify. So not the second time champion Ronda.
Not the second iteration of
fun again Ronda. With Shayna.
Yeah.
It seems like she's having fun again with Shayna, who is one of her real life best friends.
Yeah.
It seems like they really are having a good time and she's enjoying herself again. So I hope that keeps up. And what I'm seeing so far, now you haven't seen
it. I think it should be Shayna and our girl that's facing right after WrestleMania that's gonna win the title. I think so. Rhea.
Oh baby.
Shayna is not there enough to be getting a title shot.
Why not?
She should have had a run already because she's just not.
She would have had it by now.
She should have, but she's just not viable right now. And they've been focusing way more on
her. And I hate to say this, but when you look at the women, you got to have three. You to be successful nowadays, you got to have all three. You got to have the look. You got to have the skill. You got to be able to talk.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have all three.
She doesn't have all three.
Mm-hmm. She's not That's the great thing on with, the mic.
Yeah.
No, I know that.
She's a killer, though.
Yeah.
I ain't saying she can't go now.
It's the same issue that Ronda has.
Yep.
Is these girls didn't have to promo in the UFC.
Nope. Promo they just kicked ass, and that was it. But in this environment, you have to promo, and neither one of them
honestly,
do it.
Honestly, there hasn't really been a female move over from the UFC to wrestling. That is a great promo. The best one I think I've seen is Paige VanZant.
Yeah.
She's pretty good on the mic.
Okay.
But I think that comes from more because she's got a pretty big TikTok social media
following. She got a good social media circle too. She's got the time. She got the practice time.
Yeah.
Paige VanZant. Hold on.
Oh my God.
You've never seen her?
Your jaw's about to drop.
Oh man, you're gonna be impressed. Told you.
He said, "What's this?"
He's
like Alexa Bliss, but with muscles. Hold on.
Yeah. He's a bare knuckle fighter.
He said, "Who is this?"
She's thicker than Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, she's a bare knuckle fighting champion.
He kick your ass.
Yeah.
She got that scarlet booty. What is this?
But all right, next match. United States Championship, Austin Theory versus John Cena.
I want to see that so bad. Yeah,
this is another good.
This is
what I'm saying. Are there some terrible matches on this card? Yes. But I feel there are more 100%. Good matches than terrible matches, which doesn't always happen during Mania.
Yeah. Let me ask you.
I feel like this has the ability to be a B. Possibly a minus Mania, depending on what happens.
Can I ask a question? What if And I say big if. Because you know his ass ain't staying on long. He's not going to really stay.
Nope.
But what if he wins at Mania and loses on Monday?
Who? Theory?
No. Cena.
Cena.
Mm-hmm. What if he wins at Mania, get the Mania win, but then lose on Raw?
I don't see it either.
No, I don't see it.
The point of this match is to get Theory over. This is the rematch in which Cena beat Kurt.
True. Yep.
Passion torch.
What? What?
Japan just beat Team USA.
No!
Oh my god! Oh man!
God damn!
They did it!
Oh man!
They found a way. They found the Dragon Balls and they found a way. Good for them.
Hey, kid! They got. Oh my gosh! They got Vegeta-itis.
Oh, L. Pure utter L. Don't bring
Vegeta-itis. The L disease.
You know how much I hate him.
Jordan is a disgrace.
The strongest man never to win.
Now Jordan is a disgrace. Hey,
let's go. Can't believe right, that so, though.
Austin Theory, Cena. Yeah, this is gonna be another match.
It's gotta be Theory because this is supposed to be Theory's moment.
Yeah, I get where you're saying, Will, and I could possibly see it. And I've seen some people predicting Cena to go over. Mm. I just don't think that's why he came back.
Right.
He's probably not filming right now.
Yeah. He probably doesn't got shit to do.
So well, I think he's probably on a little bit of a break to be doing this. Mm. And then, but I bet right after Mania, he's going into another movie.
Yeah.
One of the matches I am most excited for, Seth Rollins, Logan Paul. After the last couple of weeks, where Logan has knocked Seth out twice, I think Seth is winning.
I'm excited. I don't like Logan Paul, but boy, he can go, as history says.
Seth would win.
Yeah. The way that it's being set up, Seth's about to win.
I would agree.
Seth needs a Mania win. Bad. He needs
Yeah, he does. He really does. Facts. And this better be the last Mania for a while where he's not in a title match.
Exactly.
Honestly, I think, I agree with you. After this, he needs this win, and he needs to be back in. He needs to be one of the people going for the titles when they split them.
Yep. 100%.
I'll make Seth champion immediately if they're going to split the titles.
Move him.
Let him run.
People hate when they're just handed titles. Don't just hand it to them. Make him work for it.
Well, yeah, make him earn it, but still.
Like, make him go through like a.
He's at the top of the list. But the same could be said for old boy, too. Cody Rhodes. Has he earned it yet?
I feel like Cody earned it because he was on the trajectory to have done this already, had his pec not given out.
Okay, fair. But that's fair.
Logan, as we've said, I'm not a fan, but he can go in the ring.
He can go. Be a
great match.
He works his ass off. It'll be fun.
The two of them will look fantastic.
You'll have to put on a clinic, boy.
Here's the match y'all are most excited for. Brock Lesnar versus Omos.
Hell no, skip this match.
Oh fuck, skip
this match. I'm literally not watching it. Skip this match. It's a bathroom break right here.
That will be my smoke break match.
Just a bathroom match. Just a bathroom match right here.
Listen, skip. I gotta grab a beer, man.
Time for a beer. Listen,
per Josie, I cannot mention Brock Lesnar's opponent until WrestleMania weekend. So I can't talk about this match.
I just want you to stop trolling.
I can't talk about it.
The match that we just got confirmed on Monday.
Monday.
Undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions. The Usos defend against.
I'm so fucking excited for this one.
Sami Zayn.
Oh my god.
Did anybody else get chills on Sami?
I'm getting chills, but I also have. What if Kevin turns?
No.
What if they do all this and Kevin turns?
Stacks, no.
I'm not saying I want it to happen. I'm just saying.
Be funny as hell if he turns and joins. It would be funny as hell if he turns and joins the bloodline.
No. Stacks.
That'd be funny as hell.
I don't want it to happen. I'm just saying.
Kevin Owens, bloodline, book it.
No,
I don't think it's gonna happen, but it definitely did cross my mind.
It could. It's in the back of my mind.
It could, because you're dealing with Kevin Owens.
I agree. Yep. I agree.
Kevin does what's best for Kevin.
He'll turn on you faster than Randy Orton. He'll turn on you faster than Randy Orton would.
I think they win this match, and I'll explain why when we get to the main event. Because I have a theory with that match that I want to get y'all's opinion on. But this match, Friday, I popped so hard when Kevin showed back up. And I knew he was going to after Sammy told him, I love you. You're still my brother.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Like, I knew he was. But that hug was so amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic.
The mega powers.
Sammy needs to hit a barber, man.
This next, yeah, I agree. Yes. He needs a barber and a beard trim. The beard, he's looking a little hobo-y.
He looks homeless, 1,000%.
We need the NXT Sammy look back.
Come on, Sammy's wife, what are you doing? Like, let's go.
Maybe for Mania, he'll get a haircut for Mania.
No, he's married. She was at that match when he faced Roman.
You're right.
They're either married or engaged or something. One of the two.
All right, so this next one, I'm not necessarily excited about the match per se. I'm excited to see one person in this match, and I'm excited to see this person possibly win. What's got me tripping out is right now, I think every match of the championship's on the line, I am picking the contender.
I think Theory wins. I can't do that.
I can't do that either. On all of them? I can't, no.
So far, no.
Bianca Belair versus Asuka. I think Asuka wins this match.
I want her to, but Bianca's stale, though.
Yeah. She done got so stale.
Yeah, she's... I mean, it's only bad. Do so much like, bubblegum but, popping. Like that tag team match was not believable at all.
I mean, no. you can almost do... You can only do but so much bubble gum popping and twisting your hair going up like this.
Oh my god! Like I know it's cool for the kids or whatever, but Jesus Christ, can we just move on?
I kind of miss heel Bianca from NXT.
Yes, bring it back.
That was badass.
Bring it back.
That was badass. Bring it
back. Time for a heel turn.
Yep.
But it's also time for her to move on from the championship for a while.
It's just sad because, like, I don't know where these women, like, I don't know where they go from here.
But Bianca don't need, she already over. She don't need it.
No, I know that. I know that. I'm just saying, who's Asuka going to face, though?
In the women's division of AEW, if you're not fighting for a championship, you're going to get lost. Or in WWE, you're going to get lost.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit different with Bianca, though. Because she's over number one. Number two, all we think is a brand change, and she's right back on top again.
She can start some sort of faction.
Right.
Or something.
There's a lot to do with Bianca.
You know what they could do for a heel turn. They could put her in. We think they're about to start back the Hurt Business. They could put her in the Hurt Business.
The Hurt Business, yeah. Yeah.
What I would do is I'll have her drop to Asuka, and then through the draft, I'll put her on SmackDown.
I think so. I mean, SmackDown needs it.
Can you imagine? And then you got Rhea as the champion over there. You got Charlotte vibing. You have Bianca Belair vibing for it. I mean, you know, we'll be back.
You're not taking or leaving on Flair, but she's a body.
Championship. Will already talking about this a little bit. Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair. This is another one. I think Rhea wins this match.
God, she better. She better win that, son of a bitch.
Rhea's winning. Come on.
If Charlotte don't put this girl over.
It's Charlotte, though. At the end of the day, it's Charlotte.
It's time for Charlotte. to start doing
and,
what a
and Vince who's does. Calling it for real though? Is it Triple H or is it McMahon? Because if it's McMahon,
Vince. Charlotte's winning.
Is it McMahon or Charlotte's winning? I don't think Vince has had his hands on things as much as y'all think. Because there are things that I see.
Omos and just, Brock Lesnar.
Yes, period. I'm not saying that he didn't book one match. We discussed this Fair. Last week. I'm not Fair. Saying that he didn't book a match or two. But the things I saw on Raw this past week, there were things that would never have happened if Vince was in charge.
Listen, my thing is this. It's time for Charlotte to start doing what a vet does. A vet knows yes. when to put talent over. And yes, it's about yeah. time for Charlotte to start doing this. Yes. You ain't been in the business 10 years. And how many championships you won?
Well, and she's, and mentioned, it's all because now, of daddy. She's mentioned now she wants six, she wants to beat her daddy. So she needs to drop it and get another one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Must great. That. Oh, okay. So, what? So, so just like it was last time. So just come back in 2 weeks and win so it again.
She's cool. got 14 title range right now.
Yep.
So
three more.
You drop.
Jesus Christ.
Months, pick up. There you go. Damn it, man.
And of course, they're just going to keep her on SmackDown because it's easier to do it on SmackDown, right. depending on what the roster looks like. So
this match doesn't right. have to be the main event night one. It doesn't. I don't give a fuck about this match.
I don't think either of the women's champions
should be main event.
Night two.
Yeah, I don't either.
You can open night one with this match if you want.
I don't think it.
What about night? Night.
It's gonna be. Yeah. It's gonna be on two.
Night two. I think it's night two.
It's gonna be on night two. I think night it's two. Maybe the pre-main event. Right before Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes.
Just because it's Rhea Ripley and the way yeah. she's been cooking, I can see that. Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
You already know what the main event of night one is. It's obvious.
I think that's Edge and Balor.
It's Edge and Balor or Edge and Balor. Sammy versus the Usos. It's one of those two. Yeah. Those two deserve the main event of night one.
All right. Final match. We're getting to the end of the things that I had here. Real quick, before I go into the final match, I didn't want to talk about Hall of Fame real quick. Andy Kaufman, ladies and gentlemen, is getting inducted. Fucking finally. That's all I got to say. I know you two are probably too young to even know who that is.
Yeah, nope. Don't know. Unfortunately.
He was a comedian in the 80s. He was really huge in the 80s. He was also an actor. But
and there's still footage out there, Josie, of Andy and Jerry Lawler doing talk shows together.
Yeah. They were on the Tonight Show together. Mm-hmm. They had
on the Tonight Show. I'll have to check this out.
On the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Andy was also he was involved in WrestleMania 1, mm-hmm. but he was also a pro wrestler.
Yep.
And had a very long running feud with Jerry the King Lawler, who I think will induct him.
Yeah. Fair enough. Will, you didn't seem too excited about it, so you're just kind of indifferent, or it just is.
I just never really been a fan of celebrity inductions. I mean, but I will say this. I feel better with this one because it's a direct correlation with wrestling.
Yeah.
Than we've had other celebrities in the past getting in.
No, that's
You know, I mean, to me, Trump being in really.
No.
Yeah.
And like Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper had a lot to do.
Cindido.
Really?
Because if you go back,
she played a huge role in WrestleMania 3.
And don't forget, her and Wendi Richter was good friends at the time.
Yeah.
I get Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi makes more sense than Trump or Snoop Dogg.
For sure. Yeah. Snoop Dogg, that was stupid. Yeah.
Andy Kaufman makes a lot more sense because he was a wrestler and he was connected to WWE.
Snoop Dogg?
Dude, Snoop Dogg.
You ain't know Snoop was in?
Yeah, Snoop's in.
Snoop's in, man.
But congratulations to Andy Kaufman.
You want to talk about, look, I ain't trying to sit here, I'm not trying to sit here and degrade Sasha Banks, but we talk about the Bellas doing what they're doing because who they knew. Why do you think Sasha can't?
Yeah, but
congratulations posthumously to Andy Kaufman. It's been a long time coming. It should have happened a long time.
Let's go to other route, Josie, while we're talking about Hall of Fame. Stacy Keibley, y'all. Yay or nay?
Like I've said many times, I think she makes sense for the WWE
Hall of Fame. I think yay for Stacy Keibler.
I think she makes sense for a WWE Hall of Fame, for a legitimate wrestling Hall of Fame. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, WWE, if we're talking,
it's a toy WWE Hall of Fame. Sure. But if it's an actual pro wrestler, no. Like Cauliflower, Alley, she never getting in.
No. All right. So the main event, as we all know, will be Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. I am excited for this match. Now here is what I want to talk about with this. Here's what I want to talk about with this. I don't think it is so much about Cody beating Roman. I think this is really where you're going to start to see the fall of the bloodline. Here's my theory. Jay has been working with Sammy this whole time. When they whispered in Sammy's ear right before he super kicked him, he said, "I got you." And kicked him. And then if you look at Sammy and Jay, as they have been, Sammy's been pulling punches more than a wrestler usually would pull punches.
Well, it's like this Monday, Josie, when they talk. It's like this Monday when he blamed it on Sammy, but in reality, he was talking about Roman. So
yeah,
Jimmy was talking about Roman.
Yep.
I Roman. Fully believe that Jay. I think Jay and Jimmy lose.
Yep.
And then Jay turns on Roman to cost him the title at Mania.
I like that. I think that's.
Or do you stretch it out? I mean, depending on it all depends. I know that, but I'm just saying, Josie. I'm saying depending on when they want to split it. That's what really matters. That's what it all comes down to is when we're actually going to split these titles.
I don't think this has to do anything with the split of the titles. I think Cody wins and goes on a different route. He is no longer a part of this. This has nothing to do with splitting the titles. I think Jay costs Roman and then goes on to feud with Roman. They've already said once Roman loses the titles, he's taking a break. He's probably going to be gone six months.
No, I agree. Yeah.
So Jay screws Roman, and then on the Raw after Mania, the Bloodline jumps Roman.
Look at you. Raw after Mania.
He just wants to get rid of Roman so bad.
Yeah, he does. Which is fair. I do too.
I'm tired of him. I'm enjoying heel Roman. I have, but just 2 years of the man with the titles, and just 2 years of the same crap.
Okay. 3 at Mania. It'll be 3 years at Mania.
Josie lost count. She's like
3 years of Mania. That means he's been champion the whole time I've been podcasting.
Since mid 2020.
Your whole podcast career.
Will, we started in November of 2019, right before COVID.
3 years. And if he wins that Mania, he's going on to 4 years.
Yeah. Oh. Are they trying to get him to 1,000?
Yes. I think.
Yeah.
I've heard multiple there's no confirmation on that. And from what I've heard, they've gone back and forth on Cody winning, Roman winning.
If Vince got something to say about it, he wants to go 1,000.
Either way. I don't think they're thinking about 1,000 days as much as people think. I don't think it makes that big of a deal, honestly. I read an article the other day about how this is the last cuff that Triple H really needs to shake off because they really had no plans when they combined the titles. They didn't know what they were doing.
The thing about it,
he's already in the what? Top 10 for longest title reigns as
he
is?
Oh, no, he's in the top 4.
Four. So what's the difference of a few more days? Go on, drop that title, man.
Because I guess it looks good on paper that, hey, I think.
Yes, he'll be the longest reigning champion of a generation. I get it.
I also think
it would be kind of fun. I mean, granted, we've went this long. I think it'd be kind of fun if they drew it out a little bit longer, and then everything goes away from him piece by piece. Like they just keep the bloodline just slowly kill.
I want separate world championships.
I know that. I do too.
Does anyone see Paul Heyman screwing Roman over?
No, I didn't get to finish what I'm saying. So once Roman loses the Usos, loses Solo, Paul will screw him over.
Oh yeah.
It may happen before then. Once he loses the titles, Paul won't stick around.
He's no longer relevant to
Paul's going to suck up to Cody or Brock. That's what's going to happen.
Oh my God. If he goes Kirby back to Brock, to set it on Raw,
he'll go back to being an advocate. And I think Brock's career is coming to an end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please, and Lord, let it be.
He'll go to Cody.
Let it be.
I don't see Cody is not going heel. Cody is too over as a face right now to be going heel. And Paul doesn't make sense for a non-heel character.
I do think that having Cody win is a good way to split the titles. He wins, and then on Raw, he gives up the Universal title because he's a babyface.
And then we have a tournament for the Universal title.
Exactly.
Perfect. And then Gunther can win the tournament or something, or LA Knight.
Exactly.
Like LA Knight, give that boy. Give that boy.
That's ain't ready for the Universal title.
Is not.
He ain't ready.
They haven't. Built
him. All right.
Well, I think he's ready and he could definitely do it.
Yeah,
but he's not over enough.
He needs to win.
He needs to win King of the Ring or Money in the Bank.
He needs something before that to build him up. He needs something before that.
But I just like Roman has beat everybody, he's faced everybody. You're already having to recycle people he's beat. Like, it's time to move on. And I don't want to see it drug out anymore. I don't. I wanted to end at Mania.
You know what company you're talking about, right?
Kill.
You know what company you're talking about, right?
Oh, I know. I'm having faith in Triple H, and I will say since he's taken over, 80 to 90% of the time, I feel like he's went in the direction I think that he's going to go in.
Hey, Kill.
Sometimes he has taken more time to do it. I did not think the titles would still. They've been talking about the titles being split since he took over.
Well, and USA wants it, and Raw needs it. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying I'm not going to be surprised if I wake up Monday morning and you're on the group chat and you ruin my vacation by saying who won.
Can you imagine the fan reaction if Roman goes over?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I feel like the fans will riot if Cody doesn't win. He's so over right now.
No, listen. I don't want to be nowhere near that arena.
No, listen. Roman hits 1,000 days on the exact same day King of the Ring happens. Okay? Yep. If he goes over, they might
Chosen have wants win nothing King of the to do with this shit.
I honestly do not want that to happen at all.
Roman, I see Roman winning. I see it. I see not because of Vince. The 1,000 days, and there's a good argument to be made that Cody hasn't struggled enough. That's not enough meat there yet. I can see that argument. I agree with that.
And that's the promos that Roman's been saying.
But it's best for business if Cody wins and splits the titles. It's best for the talent, and it's best for WWE. He needs
best for business.
He those titles.
Kill's saying it best right now.
Yep, it's best for business.
But it's mandatory. Like, why haven't they split the titles yet, Josie? Can you answer me? Anyone on this? Like, why haven't the titles been split yet?
They don't know how to do it.
I don't know.
They don't know how to do it. The way it makes sense.
They don't know how to do it.
It's the same thing. The tag titles should be split. I know y'all don't agree with me, but I don't think that the tag titles need to be unified.
No, look, they don't.
The Usos was defending the tag titles separately. Why can't we do that for Mania? Have Roman put the WWE title on the line and not the Universal. Boom.
Well, and I did read an article that it was
loses credibility.
The plan was when The Rock was slated, they were going to split the titles.
No, they would have him. If they did split the title, he would not lose any credibility, Kill.
I didn't say that. Yeah, Stax
did.
I did.
But if they do that, he doesn't lose any credibility.
I know that, but I think from their vantage point, I think it makes him look more superior if if you know, like when he falls and he loses both, it I don't know, weight carries a little bit more.
I think weight carries a little bit more. This match is gonna put, I think this match starts it, and I think it is Jay turning on him in some way, shape, or form because I think really there's no continuation for a Roman Cody storyline if Cody wins.
You could push it to SummerSlam, but what do you do in between then, right?
Josie says not watch WWE until WrestleMania.
Can you imagine if Cody didn't win, Cody's gonna go through a little bit of pressure too. If Cody doesn't get this done,
yeah,
he goes through a little bit of pressure too.
Facts. Because he didn't come over here to lose like that.
The way Cody's been promoing and things like that, I think even if they really haven't decided yet, I think as it gets closer, they're going to be like, Cody's got to go over. He's so over.
He's got to win it.
Well, Cody, don't be surprised. I'm not going to be pissed off if Roman wins because I'm going to see it coming. I'm going into it predicting Roman Reigns is going over. I want Cody to win. Cody is, as I say, Cody is best.
I believe I'm hearing you.
Don't be surprised when you hear that.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. I hate you all just for saying it.
Prepare to prepare to rage.
And let's remember,
I will be so mad.
And let's remember one thing. This is WWE. Yes. Anything can happen.
See,
anything
I would feel if I honestly thought that Vince was still in charge. No question. Roman wins. No question.
It's going to tell you who's in charge.
I feel Vince would care more about that 1,000 days than Triple H does.
Roman wins. You know who running things is Roman wins.
We might as well just change all of our marketing and all of our banner. We're an AEW podcast.
Yeah. If Roman wins, I've tried to avoid
that for a long time. It's an AEW podcast.
It's AEW. But if Fight Roman Night. Wins
that Tuesday, AEW Fight Night. AEW Fight Night.
Jerry better start watching
when the Saudi deal looked like it was going to happen. That was going to happen.
That was happening. Yeah, no, Josie was not fucking around that night. That was happening. We were going to be in full transition the next morning.
Yeah.
I had already had plans for a new logo. Like, it's going to happen.
Damn.
But yeah. All right, guys.
To finish my point though, real quick though, Will, I think I was just going back. It's not that he loses credibility because I don't think there's anything that can touch Roman at this point. I just think if you're the WWE, they want him to lose in a way. They want the winner or whoever beats him for that. They want that individual to get both titles.
But my only thing is, even if you lose, you can still be strong. Let's not forget that too.
Well, and I think that's where Jay comes in. If Jay gets involved and costs him the title, as they've done for him so many times,
you can still lose, but still lose strong.
That's fair,
right?
That's fair.
The other thing is if Cody loses, I don't see anybody that's believable to beat Roman.
Well, I think Cody could still do it.
If Cody wins and Roman loses?
No, the other way.
Okay, Roman wins and Cody loses. Okay.
Correct. And I don't like the, I lost, but I'm going to keep coming. I hate that shit.
If you don't get it done this time, you had one job.
I mean, Braun had to do it.
You got one job.
Braun should have never gotten the title.
He shouldn't have gotten the first place. But you got one job, Cody. One job. Go do it.
I would have seen Ryback go over back in the day.
Oh, hell no. Oh,
what are you talking about?
Oh, hell, man. Keep that man back in catering. That's what he deserved to be.
Yeah, fucking Ryback.
All right, guys. That is going to do it for this episode of Fight Night. Next week, we'll be discussing WrestleMania 18.
Y'all have fun. I'll call you from the desert.
LA night. In the desert, not
for
here.
LA night. For Ricky Starks. For.
Yeah.
Randy Macho Man Savage, who was the trivia winner. We want to say thank you for everybody coming out with us on this edition of Fight Night, baby.
We will see y'all next week. Thank y'all very much. Y'all,
I guess Kill fell asleep.
He probably actually had to go do some work.
Oh, that's true. Happy rest of the week, everybody.
Later, guys. Say, fake it till you make it, eh? And if you play that game, then you just might make it.